Oh, the glamorous life. I'm standing outside Watford Gap services. It's 1:30 in the morning. I've just woken up and decided that I can think of better places to be than a hotel room on the side of the M1. So I'm going to drive. The roads are nice and quiet. It's as foggy as it has been the last 24 hours, but being in my snug little cottage in the middle of the countryside, as opposed to listening to the constant whir of heavy goods vehicles driving past, has a certain ring to it. So I'm taking some nicotine, taking some caffeine, and I am getting on the road back to home base. I've been chuckling to myself. It's such a change for me to be in this kind of, I suppose, normal position. Go down to London on business, stopping off at a motorway services on the way to catch some sleep, and feeling full of optimistic thoughts about Love Fresh. Great day today. It's lovely to see producers' eyes light up when you show them the app, and they genuinely do. The guys today were very enthusiastic. I've had a message on LinkedIn, which I hadn't been checking, which has scheduled my next meeting with the investors I'm talking to. It's very exciting news. It was news that I've been waiting for, but telling myself to be patient. Turns out I've had the message since Tuesday. It might have shone a whole new light on this week, but on the other hand, this was a week of mourning for my friend Neil. And I guess LinkedIn was the last thing I was thinking about checking, and I've obviously not turned my email notifications on. Anyway, time for coffee. Slap myself on the face a bit and get on the road again.